Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
Okay, so if you're a person that doesn't have pain or neurological disorders or anything like that, a lot of athletes, like a lot of people that are athletic, if you're into like bicycling or even walking, running, any type of sports activities, because it helps with strength and endurance and stability, range of motion, it helps like people that are into athletic sports type things.
Well, hello, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the episode today. The voice you heard was Sandy Mullen, and she is going to tell us about Vox socks. If they are something you have not seen, they are kind of fascinating. And we're going to talk all about the details of that as we go. She talked about how great they can be for people doing sports, and that was where they started, actually, my understanding. They also do great things. If you've talked to anybody who has worn them, they do great things for pain. And she's going to talk about how the effects they have on people's depression and anxiety and various other things that are going on in our neuro landscape. I had my own experience. I'm actually excited to discover that I think I have the wrong size and I'm not getting the full benefit out of the socks. But I noticed when I did Zumba, it felt like I was doing it a little faster, a little with greater ease. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit as well. I first met Sandy actually at a wellness event here in Duluth almost 2 years ago now. And it was after I had owned my first pair of socks. I ran into these through a woman who has MS that I saw online and was following her. She would show basically how her MS, how she was normally on a daily basis, and then what would happen and how she could stand when she put her socks on. And it made a very dramatic difference. And she had tried them after actually running into the person who created them and having a pretty intensive conversation, it sounded like, about trying to understand how in the world these things were going to work, which if you've seen them, you understand why she would be asking that question. She had a chance to experience them right there and then and kind of blew her away. Anyway, I watched her videos. I thought this was fascinating. Fast forward in time, Sandy was going to be on our Spirit Wellness Connection panel, and that didn't happen that day. So we sat down and had our own conversation. But before we dive into Sandy's experience and how she found out about the socks and then the technology, I want to thank you so much, of course, for listening to the podcast. And please absolutely feel free to share any of the episodes or the podcast with anybody you think might be interested or for whom may find benefit and enjoyment. And thank you also so much to those of you who have become part of the Wellness Renaissance community on Patreon. I am very grateful. And Nancy from Duluth, Minnesota, joined our Patreon community this week. And I want to say a very sincere thank you to her. We got to get somebody from Duluth, Georgia. Does anybody know anybody in Duluth, Georgia? So I can just like have both of the Duluths on my little Patreon community, because that would just make me happy. Should go to visit Duluth, Georgia. They have delightful food and an amazing grocery store down there. Anyway, we're going to head on in with Sandy and learn about some socks.
My story, the way I found out about the socks was through a friend of mine. I've known her for 50 years. I grew up next door to her. We were best friends. Mm-hmm. And one day she had called me. We've done a few home-based businesses together and stuff. And one day she called me and she said, you have to try these socks and insoles. And I'm like, are you serious? Really? You know? And I managed a resort. I bartended is what I pretty much did.
Okay.
And I did it for many years. And she's telling me, and she's like, I don't know how to explain it, Sandy, but you know, you just got to try it. She said, they're amazing. So I thought, okay, I'll try it. So I ordered some socks and I ordered a pair of insoles and I wore them for 2 weeks. And okay, let me take a step backwards. When I had gotten to the point where when I was getting off work at night, I mean, my drive home is about 15, 20 minutes. I had a hard time getting out of my car because my feet and legs hurt so bad. Mm, mm-hmm. Even sometimes just leaving work, my feet and legs would hurt really bad. And so I had ordered them and I wore them for about 2 weeks. And I thought, these things don't work. They're not doing anything for me. And it was Labor Day weekend. And like I said, I work at a resort. So I mean, Labor Day weekend's a busy weekend for us. And I didn't wear my socks that day. I took the insoles out of my shoes and I went to work. This was on Friday. And on Fridays, especially holiday weekends, I always pull long shifts. It's always usually at least 10 hours. And this one was no different. And when I left work, I was sore. I hurt. My legs hurt. My feet hurt. I was sore. And I thought nothing about it because I just had pulled, I think if I remember right, I think it was almost 11 hours. Mm-hmm. And I don't usually get breaks when that, you know, it's a busy holiday weekend. And so then I got up Saturday morning. I went to work. And I worked a normal shift because it was a beautiful weekend. So everybody was outside barbecuing, you know, drinking, whatever. They weren't in the bar. So I worked my normal, like 7.5 hours. And I got off work and my feet and legs were sore. And so Sunday, I'm getting ready to go to work and I'm putting my shoes on and my insoles are sitting on top of my shoe stand. And I looked at them and it's like, no way. Mm-hmm. No way did those really work. So I went in my bedroom, I put my socks back on, I put the insoles back in my shoes, I went to work, and I had worked 8 hours that day. And I didn't bartend that day. One of the things I had did that day is I sold bingo boards because Sundays were normally my days off. So on holiday weekends, I did other things.
Okay.
And so I had sold bingo boards. And where we call bingo from, it's up on a platform, like a stage. It's a portable stage. So it's probably sits in between 12 and 18 inches off the ground. Mm-hmm. And usually for me to get up and down on that, because I'm short, I'm only 5'2". I hold on to something to get up and down off the stage. And it was about game five. I noticed I'm jumping up on the stage with no help. I mean, literally just like I'm walking up onto the stage.
Uh-huh.
It's like my range of motion had improved tremendously.
Wow.
And I had never really noticed that. And then I finished working my shift after I got done doing bingo and stuff. I had to work in the kitchen that night until the kitchen closed. So I'd been there another 8 hours and I went home from work that night with no pain. And it was like, they really do work. And ever since that, I've just never taken them off. Mm-hmm. There are a few times that I have gone without them and I notice a difference. Mm-hmm. I notice a difference because I will start getting the feet and leg, lower back, all of that. My daughter, she just turned 17. When she was about 15 or 16 years old, she does dance. So she does dance and she does taekwondo. And one night she comes home from dance and she's like, Mom, you have to order me like 7 pairs of those socks. I'm like, why? And she said, I can't believe how much they helped me with dance. She says, I was actually doing full pirouettes with no issue. And she says it was just amazing. And I looked at her and I laughed. And I said, Becky, you have dance once a week. What do you need 7 pairs of socks for, you know? And she says, well, whatever, I need more. And I said, well, we'll order you some more. And then another thing with her is I had read, we have a Facebook page. That's all. It's testimonies. It's the whole thing is testimonials on the socks. And when I first had joined that Facebook page, I was reading through some of the testimonies and I seen two different people who had posted about menstrual cramps.
Uh-huh.
Took away their menstrual cramps. And my daughter at 14 years old was put on a prescription medication for menstrual cramps. And so I was telling her, wear the socks, wear the socks, wear the socks. Well, one day we were shopping down in Cambridge. We stopped to have lunch. And when we got done eating, she says, Mom, do you have Tylenol or something on you? And I'm like, I don't think so. Why? And she says, I have cramps. I said, from your period? And she said, yeah. And I said, I have socks in my purse. So I had the socks. I said, go in the bathroom and put them on. So she did. And when we left there, we went to Fleet Farm. And we were only at Fleet Farm for 10, 15 minutes. I went in to pick up a couple things for my husband. And we're walking out of Fleet Farm. And I looked at her. I said, so how are your cramps? And she says, they're gone.
Wow.
Like, perfect. Yeah. The technology behind the socks is called HPT, which is a human performance technology. And what they help people with is reduces pain, increases strength, endurance, stability, balance, enhances range of motion, and provides for faster reaction times. Okay, so if you're a person that doesn't have pain or neurological disorders or anything like that, a lot of athletes, like a lot of people that are athletic and stuff, if you're into like bicycling or even walking, running, any type of sports activities, we're backed by, I want to say it's the American Golf Association.
Hmm.
Because it helps a lot of golfers. I mean, a lot of golfers, it brings down their, I'm not into golfing, but it brings down their part or whatever you call it, you know. As a matter of fact, I will find a video. I did watch a video on that the other day. Because it helps with strength and endurance and stability, range of motion. It helps like people that are into athletic sports type things.
So I just want to share this because I have a pair or two of these, and I need to wear them more often. When I've worn them for working out, for doing Zumba, mm-hmm. I notice I feel like I'm moving more with more ease, and just like it's just easier for me to do. And it's the wildest thing because talk about the technology, because it's one of those things that when you look at, it's like, how does this do anything? Like, I understand anybody's reaction who says, this is silly. Yeah. This looks silly, right? And how I heard about these quite a long time ago was I happened to see some information of a woman who has MS. And she found, and she came to them, I think she actually talked to the doctor who, like, she was at an event he was at, and she massively challenged him because she's like, this is insane. How does this stuff even work? This, you know, looking at it. And she has MS and she has balance issues, and it changed her, and she shows videos of how it changed her balance. And I, my friend's kid, when I got one of the pairs, I didn't tell her what or why I was doing this. I just said, hey, okay, I want to show you something, or I want you to do something for me. And she's totally game. So I did the whole push her over thing, put the socks on, try to push her over. And she's like, what the heck? That is weird.
Right?
Because I couldn't push her. And so.
Well, and it is. And that's the thing. If you can show people, you know, the balance, have you ever done the range of motion?
No.
One on anybody? Okay. If you can show them the, you know, the balance or the range of motion, I've gotten that reaction by many, many, many people. It's like, no way. How does a pair of socks do that? And it's like, it's not the pair of socks that does it. It's the technology in the socks. The socks are just the
vehicle to have the technology on your body. Right.
And
I want you to talk about the technology, but for somebody, just to kind of give them an idea of what this is in just how it looks. If they were to look at it, you would see a pair of socks, and you don't see this so much in the insoles, but in the socks, you just see this colored little material that goes across the bottom of your foot.
The ball of your foot.
And it doesn't look like much. It doesn't feel like much. Like, you don't feel it in your shoes, because that was my first thing when I was hearing about this, is like, oh, my feet are crabby and sensitive. How's this going to work? But you don't feel it at all. You don't feel the technology at all. So talk about, why does this work and what is it?
Okay, so the little orange thing that you're talking about in the socks, it is sewn into the socks. And how it works is like reflexology. So if you don't know what reflexology is, I'm sure you know what it is, but there's a lot of people out there that
absolutely
don't. It's pressure points throughout your body. Most reflexologists work with your hands and your feet, but there are pressure points that they do work in with your head, your ears, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's pressure points, and when you put the socks on, they go across the ball of your feet. And what they're doing is they're hitting those pressure points that work with your nervous system. And so they go up your nervous system to your fifth cranial nerve, and they go back down to all your little peripheral nerves. And what they'll do is they'll trigger those nerves to work, nerves that aren't working properly, or they're kind of laying dormant, or they're not triggering quite right. They will trigger those nerves to work properly again. And once you start getting your nerves working again, other things just fall into place. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to pain, when it comes to, you know, strength and anything, a lot of it has to do with your nervous system. And that's where the neurological stuff comes from.
Right. And this is just something you can have on your body. And I know some of the videos that I saw recommend to sleep with them on, that it still works even at night.
Well, here's the thing. When your body heals itself when you're sleeping, mm-hmm. That's when your body heals itself. So if you're actually trying to heal something, you know, if it's an injury, if it's, you know, like, especially like kids that have autism or ADHD and stuff, by them sleeping with it on, it actually helps their body heal.
So it's wild, because you would think of it as you kind of even need that pressure. But from what I've seen and what I've heard is that while you're sleeping, it still is having some effects, even though you're not stepping on that sock.
Oh no, you don't need to step on the sock to have it work. We have videos of people in wheelchairs that don't walk, that once you put the socks on their feet, they have things happen to them that, you know, there's one, a guy in a wheelchair, and he would shake really bad. Mm-hmm. And once they put the socks on him, the shaking quit. And I don't remember if it was, Parkinson's or if it was a neurological disorder or what it was, mm-hmm. But the shaking stopped, and he wasn't standing on the socks. He just had them on his feet.
Okay.
Because there are, the company has came out with a lot of different, like you were saying, like the insoles. We have came out with a new insole that it's a thin insole.
Okay.
And it's made for like dress shoes. It's made for people that wear flip-flops.
Oh, wow.
You can cut your, you know, like if you wear flip flops that have the little thing that goes between your toes, mm-hmm. and just cut the little toe thing right out, okay. and put it in your flip flops. So they're made, you know, something like that might work with your.
With my orthotics. Yeah.
With your orthotics.
Yeah. Cause that's exactly, I always have something over my orthotics, cause the orthotics are not comfortable. So having something thin that could just lay over that would be fantastic.
Yep. They came out with a thin one for that purpose, you know, cause that was one thing a lot of people talked about, you know, the dress shoes, you already have orthotics in your shoes. You don't want to be adding a heavy insole to your shoes.
Right. Exactly. And I did email them after I, you know, was struggling with it, and, you know, just said, this is the problem that I'm having with it. And one thing I just have to say is the customer service at the company was they were great. They were like, hey, if they're not working for you, you know, here's exactly the time frame. And it was a generous time frame. If you want to send them back, we'll refund your money, which I thought was just really great. It's just nice, because they're not the cheapest thing in the world, but you guys do, they are guaranteed, right? Like if you have them and they don't work.
Yep. 30 day money back guarantee.
Okay.
No questions asked.
So it's great. If somebody is here and in Duluth and or working with you, if they get them to you or whatever the case might be, or get them back to the company in 30 days, it seems like it's a pretty easy, they're easy to work with, sounds like.
Or yes, seems like the company is very easy to work with.
Great.
And the, like when you were talking about like MS earlier, the owner of the company, the guy that invented this, his mom had MS, and that's the reason why he did this.
Okay.
Was to help her with her MS.
How did he discover, like, how did this get discovered? Because it's such an oddball thing.
You know what? He's never really said.
Okay.
And I think the reason being is that the product is not patented.
Oh, okay.
But it's copyrighted.
Okay.
And it's not, I think the reason it's not patented is because if you patent it, people can find out what your technology is.
Oh, okay. It's interesting.
You know, because when you patent something, you have to put all that information.
Absolutely. Out. Right. And then in however many years, other people can take that and run with it.
Right. Okay. And so, I mean, at this point in time, nobody else has this technology. Mm-hmm. Nobody else will have this technology. And they are coming out with different, you know, like we have a patch you can put on your body. You put the patch on your body, you leave it on for 24 hours.
Okay.
And it does the exact same thing.
Interesting.
They're coming out with a corset.
A corset? Oh, like a...
Well, think of it, it goes over your body that, and it has the technology in it.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
I mostly push the socks and insoles just because of the fact they're
easy.
Well, they work.
Right.
You know, and this one lady that buys them, she has a lot of different pain issues and stuff. She's in her 60s and, you know, she's sleeping with them at night. You know, she's like, I can't stand having anything on my feet when I sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, when you go to sleep, when you go to bed, put them on. And if you have to take them off, even if you have them on for an hour is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. It's like it's just better than nothing. Like, you know, you said you have to wear them more, mm-hmm. you know, even if you don't wear them in your shoes and stuff, or you can't wear them when you go to bed at night, wear them around your house.
Mm-hmm. Wear them whenever you can, kind of thing.
Right. Wear them whenever you can. You said you like heavier socks. We have a liner. And as a matter of fact, I like wearing the liner as socks because it's almost like a nylon, like a thicker nylon.
Okay.
But what the liners are made for are people that wear compression socks.
Oh.
And they go underneath the compression sock and you put the compression sock over it. They're a thinner sock, you know, made so they won't be heavy and bulky on your feet. So if you like warmer socks on, you could go with the liners. They're thinner. You put them on and then you just put your regular socks over them.
Right. Okay. I know the last time I looked, there were various types of socks and colors and some fun colors and.
Yep. Yeah, we have two. Actually they came out with a third kind of sock. Now we started out with two. We have the athletics, which are geared more towards athletes and stuff, but I'm not an athletic person, but I like those ones a little better because they're more of a part polyester type of a sock. They have an arch support built right into them. Oh. And they have a little bit of other technology in the socks. The other ones are wellness. The wellness are all crews. Those are the ones that kind of come in your fun stripes and polka dots and like flowers, or you can of course get them in plain colors, black, white, gray. And then they came out with a sock that is for like boots.
Okay.
Like a wool type sock.
Oh, okay.
That you would wear for like in winter boots and stuff like that.
And so we're going to post a few videos so people can kind of see how people respond to this. Well, how long have you been working with the socks?
A year and a half.
Okay. Really? It's only been a year and a half?
Yep.
I thought I met you a long time ago before that.
They've only been on the market for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
They've been coming into the market very slow. Mm-hmm. You know how you get a lot of like home-based businesses and stuff, and it's like, boom, they're, you know, it's there.
Right.
With this company, it's been coming in a lot slower and stuff.
Well, and I know I was talking to a chiropractor up here who is looking at integrating them into her work. She was working with a chiropractor in the Twin Cities who says, I cannot keep them on the shelves. People mm-hmm. buy them and they love them and they, you know, and so he's adding that to his practice because they're getting good stuff from him, but then the socks just keep it going forward. So it's a win-win for everybody. I had never heard of them in Duluth until I had met you.
And that's because we were the first people. And the lady I signed up with,
uh-huh.
she was the first one in Duluth to sell them. And then I have a friend who's a massage therapist up in Duluth that also sells them.
Okay. And these are exciting because they are something you can experience, you can feel. And like you said, to be open-minded to that, oh, they're not doing anything. And then you take them off and you're like, well, wait a minute. Maybe this is doing more than I think it is, you know, because sometimes when you're getting better or when something goes away, there's a certain aspect of your body just kind of works with that, right? And you don't notice. I mean, I know when I first, the first time I ever started taking flaxseed oil, you know, I was like, ah, this stuff isn't working. And then I quit taking it. I'm like, okay, wait. I think right. It was doing something. And this is kind of one of those same things. I mean, like I said, when I did Zumba, I had the, okay, I need to play with this, but wow, I feel like, you know, and you kind of, your mind goes, am I making this up in my head? But it felt easier. I'm like, well, if I am making it up in my head, but it's a placebo effect, I'll take it.
Right. Well, you know, because with me, I never had the balance test or anything done on me. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, Shelley called me on the phone and she's like, you have to see these, you have to try these. Mm-hmm. So I never had the balance or the range of motion test or anything like that. I never got to see them or anything. I just ordered them off of her word because she was telling me, you won't believe what they do for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought, like you said, a 30-day money back guarantee. What do I have to lose?
Right.
You know, and like I said, I wore them for 2 weeks. After my 2 weeks, I was sending them back for my money back. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, it was like, these aren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. But then I took them off for 3 days and it's like, or 2 days, actually, I took them off for, and it was like, wow, they really were working.
Right. You know? Right. Again, you're seeing the results. I do think that the socks are very unique. And like I said, when I saw the videos that I saw, I was impressed and curious. There is science behind this. There are brain scans to see that these socks are doing something in our brain. Like there is a brain thing that's happening.
Yes, very much so.
And that is, I mean, and that's amazing.
We have many doctors on our teams. A lot of them are either chiropractors or neurologists. You know, and then of course, chiropractors are always looking for your, not medicine, you know, you don't want to be putting people on medicine. All the time.
Well, they're looking for alternatives, things.
Alternative medicine. Yes. Right. And this is alternative medicine at the best kind, because it helps so many different things. Is it going to help 100% of the people? No, it's not. Mm-hmm. The one study they did, they studied out of 1,000 people, it helped. I think it was 990 of them with pain.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a high number.
That's a really high number.
You know, and actually, and here's another thing about the company that I'll tell you why they got into doing this. When the reason they have the athletic line, mm-hmm. is because when they were doing this, they were only going after athletes.
Okay.
Or range of motion, endurance, strength, all that kinds of stuff. That's what they were going after. So they had all these different athletes testing these socks and trying these socks. And what they were coming back saying is, I have no more foot pain. I have no more knee pain. I have no more hip pain. That's when it was like, wow, we have something more here than we realized. Mm-hmm. And that's when they got into the health and wellness part of it too.
Right.
Because if we can get rid of pain and get people off of their pain meds, mm-hmm. you know, get them away from a lot of the, you know, different supplements and stuff that they're taking, and let your body heal itself.
Right.
And that's what these socks do. They help your body heal itself.
And this is one of those situations where, you know, it is a technology, and I don't love, I feel bad railing on the medical system, but I was just listening to a podcast this morning where a very well-known doctor was fully railing on the medical system of just talking about that we're slow in this country because the technology that helps people, there's too much money invested in the technology not being available to people. That's why some people in other countries are using things and not us, because they're invested differently in their health. They're invested in getting people healthy rather than making money. And, you know, that's just the reality. It's the biggest business we have. It's the highest employer. I think I heard that was the highest, yep. The medical system employs the highest number of people in anything out of any other industry. So this isn't something we're going to hear from our doctors, but it might be something we're going to hear from, like you say, from a chiropractor or somebody else doing body work that's aware of it, where their goal is they're not there to give you drugs. They're there to help you. And they can take the time to talk to you about it and learn it themselves and just see it. I mean, it does come, it is about what works for people and what you see and what they hear back. So
actually nowadays, you are starting to hear more doctors go towards the holistic.
when they are allowed to, yeah. And I know from conversations that I've had and heard, you know, that doctors who are in systems where they're not allowed to share that, they are interested in it for themselves. And they, if they had the freedom, they would share it with their patients. So have doctors as friends, because that's where you're going to find out the real stuff, I guess. But
right, yes.
Then that's not true for every doctor. And, you know, and there are doctors who really are trying to reach and they maybe have a little more freedom and don't fear losing their job or whatever the case might be, where they can share. And that's a great thing. And when they can grab onto it, you know, pay attention to that.
Oh, definitely. Because yeah. Nowadays with the opioid.
Oh, the opioid crisis.
Stuff that is going on out there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's hard to get a doctor to prescribe them to you.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like, sometimes, you know, you do need them and stuff, but it's like with these socks and stuff, it takes so much of the pain away that you can bring those opioids and painkillers down to like Tylenol or ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's huge.
That's huge. Yeah, it's very huge.
Thinking of people who have an addictive, for, you know, they don't want to take drugs because they have an addictive tendency or whatever, to have other options. We need other options. And for me, painkillers don't work. So I need other options.
Right.
So this is a good reminder to me to wear my flipping socks.
wear your socks. If you don't wear them, they're not going to help you.
No, I know, right? Yes, I sometimes am very bad at things like that. I have good experiences, and then I'm like, oh, but there's my comfortable wool socks. I need those today. And then
And like I said, you know, put your even if you have the regular socks, put the wool socks over the regular socks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you want that warm wool sock feeling, you know, buy a couple pair of the liners, because the liners, like I said, they're just the nylon. Remember they used to sell them? I'm not sure how old you are. They used to sell, they were like a thin nylon sock. Mm-hmm. And people used to buy this. I'm talking probably back in the 70s and 80s and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were just like an anklet type of a sock, but most people would wear them during the summer when it was hotter outside and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's almost, they're a little heavier than that, but not much.
Okay.
But you can wear them under other socks. You can wear them under anything you want, pretty much.
Nice. What else? What else am I not knowing to ask you, or what else do you want to share before we share your contact information? Because I definitely want people to be able to reach you.
If you feel that you have any type of an issue, I belong to a Facebook group, like I was saying. It's testimonials on the socks and what they do for people, because they help with so many different things. You know, I told you my story and how they helped me. I told you what, you know, my daughter's, what I think she was like 15 and 16 when those things happened to her. A lot of shaking type issues. If you have the jitters, shaking, there's a lot of videos out there on that. As a matter of fact, I will find a couple and send them to you so you can post one or two.
Great.
A lot of different, here's my thing. There's not a person that doesn't need these socks, you know, because even if you're healthy, and you don't have pain or anything like that, then you're probably athletic and stuff, and you need them for the endurance and the range of motion and all that other stuff.
And yeah, and if you want to send a video of like the balance test, so that, you know, if somebody were to buy the socks and they wanted to do that and they didn't have you around to show them what to do, and maybe a range of motion test too, because I'm not even sure which the range of motion test is. Because then it just gives somebody to go, okay, I can try this. This is something I can try that can be kind of real for me.
Yes. Okay. And it's nice, like if somebody ordered a pair, they could try it like on their spouse or on a sibling, a friend, their best friend, you know, like you said, you asked somebody, here, I just want to try this on you. Mm-hmm. You know, because to actually, if let's say you go on and you decide you're going to buy a pair. And you like, just like me, I didn't have the balance test or the range of motion test or anything, but you watch the video on it and you're like, oh, wow, I want to see how that works. And you go do it to somebody, you're going to be just as much in awe as they are.
And even when you know what to expect, you can have somebody do it. It's fun to have the, wait, what's going on here? Look in their face.
You know, and when I first started the business, it took me quite a while to realize that, you know, because every time I would do the, like when I would go to do the balance or range of motion test on people, I always had it in the back of my mind. It's like, oh, what if it doesn't work on this person? What if it doesn't work? It pretty much works on almost all people.
Uh-huh.
And it might not work, you know, when you do the balance test, you do both sideways and front to back. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't work one way, but it will work the other way usually.
Right. Wouldn't it be fun to look at our brain scans and know what the difference is? Like that would be...
I would love to be able to have, I've thought of that many times.
I'm betting in some of the doctor's offices where they have all of, when they have that equipment, I'm betting you they play with that stuff.
Because I mean, like in some of the videos I'll send you, like from Dr. Mark DeBrinket, who, you know, is on our team, like with the brain map, some of the brain mapping and stuff. I mean, they're brain mapping with the socks only on for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And they're seeing huge differences.
Wow. That's fascinating.
You know, cause one of the autism ones, I don't think I have access to that autism one, which is kind of a bummer because I really like some of the autism ones. There's this little girl who was, I think she was about 4 years old, and her mom said she had never slept from the time she was born. So she doesn't sleep. She just doesn't sleep. They did a brain scan on her and they found out the reason she wasn't sleeping is her brain didn't shut down.
Okay.
Her brain was running on high. Even when she was sleeping at night, her brain never shut down. So they put the socks on her. And the first night she had the socks on, she slept all night long. Mm-hmm. And her mom was literally crying, you know, because she's like, I can't believe she slept.
Right.
She says, I didn't sleep. She says, I had to get up and keep checking on her.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Because I'm not used to this. I'm used to her being up all night long. Mm-hmm. And she says, and now that she has the socks and she wears them to bed at night, of course, because like, you know, going back to the, you heal when you sleep, you know, she says, now I can't believe I'm finally getting a good night's sleep myself. Mm-hmm. She says, but it took me a week. She says, I would get up and check on her because I couldn't believe she was sleeping all night long.
Wow.
If I do find that video eventually, I will send it to you.
Yeah, that would be great because I can always add to the posting too. So share your contact information. And a couple things I just want to say is to anybody who's listening to this, if they're in Duluth, Minnesota or anywhere, they can contact you about the socks. You don't have to be live and in person to get all of the benefits or the refund options or whatever. But for them to get a hold of you, if they want to work with you, this is one of those situations that I, you know, somebody working with you, because this is a direct marketing opportunity, they don't have to worry that you're going to consistently sell them the business. It is about, it's a thing that's there,
Nope. But
that's not your goal. Your goal is to get people the socks because that is the thing that works.
Yep. My goal is to get people, the socks and the insoles because that's what people need.
So I just wanted to point that out because I think that's an important thing. We've talked about this in recent previous podcasts, which is also why I bring it up because I can't not acknowledge it. It's sometimes some people have some real concern and some real, oof, why are we doing it that way? I love working with people who really understand their product and who could share that benefit. That's really important. How do people reach you? If you've got a website or if you want to share your phone number, that's great too.
Sure. My phone number is 320-630-5088. My website is S Molin, M-O-L-I-N, so S-M-O-L-I-N, dot Vox, V-O-X-X, Life, L-I-F-E, .com.
Okay.
And Perfect. You can call me. I do work midnights. When I sleep, I have my phone on no ring. Mm-hmm. So you can call anytime. If I don't answer, just leave me a message. Because if I'm sleeping, I put my phone on no ring. Otherwise, I won't get any sleep.
Right. Right.
That's what happens when you work midnights.
Especially with your schedule, for sure.
Right. But yes, I always return phone calls. Even if people want to call for questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, you know, because I know that's a one thing with the socks, you know, because like you said, people are just amazed that they work. Mm-hmm. I was amazed that they worked. And even to this day, like I said, I've been doing this for a year and a half and I'm still amazed that they work.
Right.
You know, right. But
it looks like a total gimmick. I mean, it does. Right. I mean, but that's what everybody who's experienced them will say. It looks like a total gimmick. It's just one that happens to work.
Right. But it goes back to, and especially if you are the type of person that believes in alternative medicine and stuff, mm-hmm. because that's pretty much the line they work on. They work with reflexology.
We just at the Spirit Wellness Connection, Dr. Laura Hill talked about the nervous system. That's what, as a chiropractor, that's what she's working with all the time. And that is kind of our non-blood lifeblood, right? Like if everything comes through the nervous system. So if anything we can do to support that and help us, that's a great thing.
Right. And people don't realize how much the nervous system does affects your brain. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And see, this is so much fun how this works, because Laura actually had said, we talk about the brain-body connection, but we don't talk about the body-brain connection as much. And you're
right.
These focus on the body-brain connection.
Yes, that's exactly where they focus. They like it with the brain mapping, and you'll see it when I send you a couple of the videos. The nice thing about it is it works in both ways, because like if your brain is overworking, and they're brain mapping you, your brain's going to be like in red and yellow. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, it will stay up there in the red and yellow. If it's underworking, you'll see that a lot, like with ADHD, manic depressive, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into your blues, and I think it's blues and purples. Mm-hmm. And you want your brain in the greens. Mm-hmm. And the socks will work both ways. It will bring you out of like... I mean, and that's another one, depression and anxiety. The people with depression and anxiety that love these socks. Uh-huh. Because it brings you people that are bipolar, because it levels them out. Because it works both ways. It brings you up out of the depression, out of the lows, and it brings you out of the highs, and it levels you out.
Wow. Our body is amazing.
Isn't it? And to think a pair of socks could do that
too. Right. Well, exactly. It just sounds so crazy, but my gosh, you know, give it a shot. I mean, you know, if you're struggling, it's an option.
Right. And a 30-day money back guarantee, you're not obligated to keep them, because like you said, they're not, you know, they're not cheap socks. They're not outrageously expensive. The socks run between $30 and $50.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, it's not like you're paying $100 to $150 for a pair of
right,
socks.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
$30 to $50 for a pair of socks. Insoles are, I think, $50 right now. Insoles run $50. You know, the nice thing about the insoles is they do last a long time. I mean, and the socks last a long time too. But with socks, you're usually going to have more than one pair eventually.
Right. Well, and with the insoles, you could just have them in your shoes, you have them every day, where the socks, you have to wash them, and you know, it's all of that, you know, it depends on what works for you, obviously, but
right. But
yeah, it's nice to have both options.
Definitely. And then you have your people, especially with summertime, because last year when we did the Spirit and Wellness show, mm-hmm. I found that with a lot of people, because you're coming into summertime, and back then we didn't have the thin insoles yet.
Uh-huh.
Those did not come out until this winter.
Okay.
And a lot of people that were, you know, I don't wear shoes during the summer. I only wear flip-flops. I only wear sandals. I don't, you know, dress shoes. I can't wear insoles. I wear dress shoes. You know, well, okay, now we have a thin insole that can go in all of that stuff. Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you. This has been fantastic. It's such an interesting technology, and thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Again, to give you Sandy's contact information, if you would like to connect with her, you can find Sandy at phone number 320-630-5088. Again, that's 320-630-5088. And the website is smullen.voxlife.com. That's VOXXLIFE.com. You can find the information on the notes. I'm also going to post some of the videos and things that she referenced so you can take a look. You can also YouTube and Google a lot of information. There's a lot of information out there as well. But I certainly welcome your feedback for not only this episode, but if you've had experience with the socks or anybody else that we've interviewed, you are welcome to chat about it on the Facebook page, on the Facebook post, on the podcast webpage of that podcast. There's a place that you can put comments. Please feel free to do that. We love the interaction and it's nice for everybody. We all get to learn from that. So thank you for those of you who have done that. And I invite the rest of you to do that as well. You can find all the podcast episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. You can, of course, find them on iTunes and other places that you might be listening to podcasts. Please consider leaving us a review. And some of the apps, all you have to do is click a star rating, which is great. If you're feeling fancy and want to put some words together in a sentence, that is also wonderful and appreciated. And those things, they really do help us out. So thank you so much. Of course, when you're on the website, you can join the email list, get that email in your inbox letting you know what the episode is, when it's out, and link right to it, as well as the show notes. And of course, you can become part of our Patreon family on that webpage as well. Join me for upcoming episodes. We have a conversation about what it actually means to love ourselves and what does that actually look like. And we are going to have a great conversation about food allergies coming up and a lot more good stuff as well. So I look forward to seeing you in the coming weeks. Until then, take good care. May you continue to find the pieces that fit beautifully for you, supporting your well-being and your health and wellness puzzle. Take care. Bye-bye.